are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
Places, mountains and jungles and desert oases, pleasant as home is, it isn't what Rome is, so why stay there?
Patricia DeVecchio with us. She's the author of Evolutionary Work, Unleashing Your Potential in Extraordinary, Extraordinary Times. She's president and chief visionary office, International Purpose, LCC, works with individuals, small businesses, and organizations to help them evolve into a higher level of work purpose and potential. And through the format of purposeful one-on-one coaching sessions and groups called Purposeful Business Circles and Telecircles, her consulting firm assists individuals to identify and leverage their work purpose to make a greater difference and gain a larger return. Her firm utilizes a very unique seven-step model, 7R evolutionary tools. And let us say, Patricia, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks so much.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. I guess the operative word here is purpose. Patricia, I wonder how many businesses or organizations that you walk into, and if you had everybody write down what their purpose was, you'd probably find a myriad of different answers.
Right, right. And that's a very good question, very good question. But many people actually don't even know what their purpose is. They're not clear at all on what they're here to do.
No, and I think that's really the key. If you don't know why you're here, believe me, you're not going to get it done. So I think the word international purpose, it's really all the same thing, and it's something that runs through every business model you can possibly imagine. When you first started this, when you got involved in the business in the first place, what was it you realized that businesses were missing?
Well, I think many businesses actually miss a sense of understanding of their people, of their employees. They don't have an understanding of just sort of the basics of human nature. And they often don't talk to their employees in terms of their talents, their gifts, their skills. You know, they tend to put people into slots, you know, into a job description.
Now, talents, gifts, and skills really change based on culture, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do change based on culture.
You've got a
sure.
completely different workforce out there. And I can imagine when you're talking about evolutionary work, it's a growing, you know, if you're going to do it like you did it, you're going to have big problems.
Right, right. There's that, there's a wonderful Buckminster Fuller quote that goes, in order to change things, we really have to change reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and reality is whatever is in front of you that you believe it to be so, and you could be failing miserably, but whatever it is, that happens to be your reality at the time.
Right.
Now, when you
right.
when you walk into a business or you go into a group or you do the one-on-one coaching, what do you start to core down to? How do you get down so those people could really realize what their purpose is? And I would venture there's a lot of them that have no idea.
Well, my job is to always ask questions.
Yeah.
And to ask questions that will really get to a deep level of meaning. Because my work is always about getting to the core of a problem to solve it so it doesn't keep repeating itself, because it will. It'll just show up different, you know, at a different time in a different
sure.
way, but it'll show up again. So how do we limit those problems once and for all and get at the core reason that there's the problem in the first place, or that there's the core reason why one isn't quite getting to that purpose within themselves?
Now, by the way, when you deal with the purpose within yourself, there's so many people who go into business and have no idea effectively why they're there. And you were talking about asking questions. A lesson that I learned many, many, many years ago was basically this. If you ask the wrong questions, you're going to get the right answers to the wrong questions. You never get anywhere.
Oh, right.
But if
right.
you ask the right questions, you're going in the direction you should be.
Yeah. And I believe there's this thing called the next right question, Michael. You know, because often what we do is we ask ourselves the next logical, practical question.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get the next logical, practical result. But that doesn't mean it's the next innovative result, you know, the next expansive result, the result that really leads to new work opportunities.
And you have to tie that back into what you do when you work with your evolutionary work. You got to change with the times. And if you're not there,
right.
if you're not growing and expanding, and thinking at that larger dimension or the different dimension, that's where people fail.
Right. Because they're coming from the past instead of the future of choice. You know, they're just reinventing things and making them a little bit different, which isn't going to change things very much. You know, it might look new and shiny for the moment.
Sure.
But a few years down the road, they're going to be back in the same hole.
No, by the way, there are tens of thousands, if not millions, of businesses out there that pretty much do the same thing. What makes us different out there in the marketplace? How do you tie that uniqueness down so you can let the world know that that's what it is that you have?
Well, I believe it's really the whole of what I have to offer, you know, the process that I use. And when I'm in organizations, I'm mainly doing group work called purposeful business circles, where teams of individuals come together to really challenge themselves and challenge their beliefs, challenge their attitudes, their perceptions, and their behaviors, you know, all in one, challenge that whole person to be different in the world, you know, to be different, to think different, and to act different.
Let me just jump in just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people afraid of that? And I think it's a fair question. I'm sure you run into it.
Sure you do. You know, I had one person tell me that he was afraid if he looked too deep, he wouldn't find anything.
Mm.
And that really scared him. And I could understand why. A lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to look inside. They're afraid of what they're going to find.
You know, somebody once said, I hope I've got this right, if I can remember what it was, we would rather be unhappy than unsure.
That's very good, yes. It's like we'd rather deal with the devil we know than with the devil we don't.
Absolutely, and what I'm starting to feel about what you're doing is if you core it down and you get somebody with their purpose and then they know what they're about, all of a sudden they do know what it's about. The unknown now becomes a known, and then you expand
right
on it.
And along with that, Michael, comes freedom.
Yeah.
You know, comes freedom of self. It's that liberation from the self. You know, it's that liberation from the old thoughts, from the negative thinking, from the limited perception, into a much broader sense of self.
Yeah, and we are living in such a different world today where most of the world, you know, the economy is... The economy is not in a tank. I don't care what anybody says. There's, you know, when they talk about 8 or 10% of the people not working, they still don't talk about the 80 to 90% that are. And there's still a lot of money out there. And I think realistically, it's being able to get through the fear, get through all the marketing and media messages that we get that, you know, that we're in the tank and nobody sees anything better. That's not right. Because the one thing we've had in this country, we always had, was our ability to stand up after you've been knocked down and move forward.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think what we're up against now, Michael, is we're up against creating what I call is new work. And that work is really based on one's, I call it, unique composite of skills and talents, and how that's packaged in order to match against the marketplace to create new work. So it's a real inside-out process.
Yeah. No, I mean, no question about it, but to understand the marketplace is very confusing and very scary with a lot of people today because of there's so many people who have outsourced. Now it's not just the mom and pop, you and I are doing business against each other to, you know, 100 different people. You've got a global world out there. You pick up a phone, you want to get some information, and it's somewhere in India, it's somewhere in Mexico, it's somewhere in China, it's somewhere,
right,
you know, and it's not just that thing that we could grasp and get our hands on anymore, and I think that in and of itself could be very scary to a lot of people.
Right. At the same time, it can be very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, because the flip side of scary is exciting.
No, absolutely. It's just taking the shift.
Right.
Now, okay, I pick up the book, I read it page by page, cover to cover. What's my takeaway? What do I, Michael Ray, get, Patricia, that I didn't have before I read the book?
You'll walk away, Michael, with a greater sense of self, you know, with a sense of self that you really have never had before. You walk away feeling more confident, you know, feeling more self-assured, you know, knowing your place in the world, Michael, which I think is so important, to sort of know your place in the world and be able to walk that talk.
Now, by the way, that is so true just with those words that you just said. It's the ability to let the unknown become a known. And if you know what your purpose is, and you know that you have the ability to do it, and that your own uniqueness, that foundation that causes you to make your business decisions, there's somewhere deep down in that foundation is your uniqueness that we normally don't look for, you know, the forest or the trees. But once you find it, it's yours.
Right.
And then you move.
But it's not just knowing your purpose, Michael. It's you know, knowing your purpose is one piece of the pie, you know, given the seven evolutionary tools that I take my clients through. You know, it's having confidence in that purpose. It's overcoming your fears. You know, it's looking at your, what I call it, your mental model of how you see yourself and see the world. You know, there are many pieces to the pie.
Oh, no question. But I believe that purpose has got to be the very first one to establish it. Because if you can establish purpose, then you can have a vision. Because if you can't see it ahead of you, if you don't have a vision, you have nothing.
Right.
We have to have something to shoot at, don't we?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, another piece of my work that I think distinguishes it from others is that, you know, my belief is that our work has a lot to teach us, that we're always the student and the teacher at the same time, and that we can evolve through our work. You know, therefore, the name of the book, Evolutionary Work, that work is meant to help us grow into ourselves and learn about life.
Yeah. In any way, shape, or form, the mistakes that you make, the fall downs that you do, it's getting up in the saddle again. And if you want to learn about it, you're going to find out from what you're doing outside, and then you can bring it home.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now we're starting to run out of time. Do you have a website we can find you at?
I do. Very easy. Internationalpurpose.com.
Okay, it's internationalpurpose.com. Hey, Patricia DeVecchio, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all.